Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sorry, I'm running on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you are.
So. Yeah, okay, all right.
We're good.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, just totally me and Daniel were just talking like 15 minutes. I hadn't hit record yet.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, there's the official intro. What's up? Welcome. Week one recap show, Degenerate Derek Podcast. For those of you that are new, hopefully this shows up on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio version, just search Degenerate Derek on YouTube. Obviously, the audio version will probably be up before the YouTube version. I'm sure that takes a little bit longer, but
yeah.
And I'm hoping to have that up today. It is just me. I am the host and the producer and the sales guy and the everything for this podcast. Daniel is my co-host. He's the one kind of hidden behind the mic a little bit right there.
I'm behind. I'm good. Now I'm good.
Yeah.
Forgot about the camera.
Yeah, you're all good, buddy. Daniel will be here with me. For those that don't know Daniel is, he was on the Billy Madison show. Which I told you guys, for those that don't know, Billy Madison Show, that's my full-time job. I co-host that show. It's a radio show based out of San Antonio, Texas. It's heard locally in San Antonio on 99.5 KISS. It's also heard around several other stations around the country. Daniel came up there. I think we were giving away a date with the porn stars when we first met Daniel.
Yes.
And we didn't know this at the time, but Daniel was married when he won the date that we were giving away with a porn star. We had no idea he was married. It was super funny because, you know, afterwards, I'll never forget Daniel being like, I'll tell her it was a bit. And usually that's what people that are like in the business will tell their spouses or like people is that, you know, oh, it was a bit. Not usually the people that come up and do the bits. They're usually not in on the bit.
Yeah.
It's you, but whatever. That's how we met Daniel. Daniel, we ended up hiring Daniel, and then, you know, money in radio sucks a lot, so Daniel eventually had to go get a real job, which he did, but we've always remained close buddies, so he'll be here doing the podcast with me, giving out his shitty picks, along with my shitty picks. We were both pretty shitty week one.
Very shitty.
What were we combined 3-10?
Yeah, 3-7. 3-7 combined.
3-7 combined. I went 2-3. Daniel went 1-4. We're not running from it. We never will. When we suck, we suck. And when we're great, we'll definitely let you know about it. But when we suck, we'll definitely tell you why we suck. Week one's hard, though. So, like, I'm not even going to harp on myself. I do get depressed sometimes when I'm in a slump, but I'm not considering this a slump. It was week one. I did some crazy-ass picks.
You did. You made some ballsy picks.
I bet on the Jets, Lions, Jags. I mean, those are insane picks.
Well, the Lions wasn't ballsy.
Yeah, but a lot of people thought it would because they, you know, people are acting like the Eagles are just like God, but whatever. They still got Jalen Hurts as their fucking quarterback, so give me a break on that shit.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. He just ran the ball.
No, he just turned the ball. I mean, they scored 38 points, but they didn't cover. All right? That was one of my two wins. I had two wins this week. The Lions were one of them. The Bills were the other one, but, you know, that seems like that game happened like a century ago, so... but yeah, I went 2-3. My losses were Jets. I was so wrong about that. Flacco's dog shit. The Jags +3. Jags were in it with Washington. At one point, they were leading late in the game, and then Washington scores a late touchdown. So not only did the Jags not cover, but they also lose the game, all that. And the Panthers. The Panthers pissed me off. But it was my fault. So I honestly pissed myself off. So I bet on the Panthers. If you listen to last week's podcast, you'll see why. And it's because I thought Baker Mayfield had a very small penis. And so therefore, his level of revenge that he wanted to seek out against the Browns was off the charts. I mean, it was like Super Saiyan is what I thought his revenge level would be.
I believed everything he said.
Absolutely. They have, you know, Deshaun Watson come in. Baker gets pushed to, you know, out the door. He was pissed. And the fact that Browns team was then going to have to play Baker without Deshaun Watson, they were going to have to play Baker with Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
I thought the Panthers were a shoo-in. Christian McCaffrey played.
And he did
Christian
good.
McCaffrey was back. Oh, my God. But anyways, the Panthers don't get it done. Some people were saying that it was because of a bullshit, like there was a penalty at the end of the game that should have ended it, and the Browns shouldn't have been able to kick a field goal to win the game, but whatever. The Browns do. The Panthers lose. I deserve to lose because I bet on a guy that has a small penis, and I bet on him because he had a small penis. It's fine to bet on guys that have small ones, but it's not okay for that to be the reason why you bet on them. That's small dick energy, and you get small dick results when you do that, so I deserve the L. So I go 2-3 week one. Not great. I lost my money line pick, Jets, obviously. 0-1 on that. So I'm 2-3 with my five picks. I'm 0-1 on my money line. They got that dog in them. Daniel's 1-4, so he's doing even worse than me. His only win was the Steelers
man.
Plus 6.5 against the Bengals. Great call, though, by the way. I mean, defending AFC champs, Joe Burrow threw, what, three?
Four picks.
Four. He threw four in that game.
Four
Holy
picks.
Shit. Threw four picks. You think, oh, man, he did throw a couple tutties, but, yeah, he threw four picks. My God.
Yeah, I just didn't have high confidence on him. And then, like I said, he was injured in the preseason. I know preseason don't matter, but.
Well, shit, you bet on the Steelers thinking that Kenny Pickett was starting.
Yeah, I thought Kenny Pickett was going to start. Nope.
And then Trubisky started, but they did get that. Trubisky was starting,
yeah,
right?
Trubisky started. But, oh, tough loss. They lost T.J. Watt.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I think TJ said what he thought he tore his pec. Has there been an update on that? Did he tear his pec?
He did tear his pec.
Oh, he did. Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess if you tear your pec, you probably know that you tore your pec. So, yeah, there was didn't have to really wait on that one. So, yeah, that's a huge loss for them. But a great win to start the season. But some of the Daniels' other games, Pats plus 3.5.
Bill Belichick
I like
sucks.
That pick. Bill Belichick, I think, you know, we're seeing that Tom Brady deserved a lot more credit in that relationship than he got. A lot of it, people forget, but a lot of that credit for the Patriots' success was given to Bill Belichick and not given to Tom Brady. A lot of people thought, you know, Bill could have won with a lot of people, and I think it's proven that, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think Brady really pulled his own weight up there in New England, and I was surprised to see them lose to such a bitch-ass team like the Dolphins. I know people think the Dolphins are good, but I watched a lot of that game, and Tua looks like a shithead. Like, Tua looks like a quarterback that, for somebody as great as Bill Belichick is, should have been able to take advantage of, and he didn't. And that's just the facts of it. So, Bill Belichick, Patriots lose. Daniel also had the Panthers. He had the Packers. They got rolled by the Vikings. And he had the Colts -8, and they tie the Texans, which was pretty shocking. Pretty shocking to have a week one tie. We almost had two.
Almost two.
Yeah, almost two. We had one. And it was shocking the way it went down. So the way it went down was there was like a couple minutes left, minute and a half left. Colts had like a 40-some yard field goal. Rocco Blankenship, the dude from Georgia that wears the glasses. He's now the kicker for the Colts. He just completely shanks a kick. Texans get the ball back. At one point, it's like 4th-and-3. There's 25 seconds or so left. The Texans have the ball. It's tie 20-20. It's 20-some seconds are left in overtime. And Lovie Smith literally punts the football. It was the wildest shit that I'd ever seen in my life. To see that man punt that football with 20 seconds left in a tie game, 20-20 in overtime.
Stupid.
Unbelievable. But it goes right along with what I said last week about Lovie Smith. Because I said, quote, like, not quote, but around about what I said was when I read off your pick about you liking the Colts -8, I said, I like this pick because you don't bring in Lovie Smith to coach your team to win football games. You bring him in to clean up your organization and get it on the right track before somebody else comes in and takes over. And you know what I mean? The Texans feel like they have a stink on them a little bit with Deshaun Watson and stuff that they want to wash off. So that's why you bring in Lovie Smith. And then what happens? He punts the ball tied with 20 seconds left in overtime. If that period ends, it's a tie. And he punted the fucking ball. It was hilarious.
You've got to be risky.
I LOL'd at that. I lolled at that. I was laughing. My chick's like, what are you laughing about? I was like, that was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. So Texan, so Lovie Smith. I mean, you want to talk about a man that is on his brand, that knows his brand? Psh, that's a guy right there. Some other notes from week one that I took away. Let me see that I wrote down. Cowboys are trash. We're a fucking trash can.
Trash.
Me and Daniel both went to the game last night. I know I didn't open up talking about them because there's nothing to talk about.
There really isn't.
There really isn't. You can't even be like, oh, well, if this and this. It was a trash.
No. Yeah, there's no ifs.
We're a trash team.
No offensive line, no receivers.
No. Even our defensive, I thought our secondary was okay.
The defensive front.
The linebacker, Micah Parsons is awesome. And I think DeMarcus Lawrence had some good plays, but you can't deny that Leonard Fournette fucking ran us over on some plays. I mean, he manhandled us. Fournette's going to be a problem, though. Fournette is the reason why that team is going to go as far as they are. Because you know Tom's going to get it together. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't, obviously, they didn't score a lot last night, but they didn't have to. Tom's been going through some shit. It was a great team for him to get to play week one because he gets an easy win and he gets to move on to, I think they play New Orleans next week. So, you know, is Tom going to look like that the whole year? Absolutely not. I got to tell you in person, too, that man is not only attractive, but the cannon that man has attached to his right shoulder should be fucking illegal.
He was throwing some bullets.
He can hum that ball, and he can hum it hard. But whatever. I don't. What else you got on that game, Daniel? What was your thoughts?
My thoughts. I went into the season with Trayvon Diggs. I thought maybe last year he just got 11 interceptions or whatever. But I didn't think it was like validated.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot. I mean, it kind of, things bounce your way when you get that many picks.
But he actually played really good in coverage. Did. I mean, I can't even be upset about that Mike Evans touchdown just because that was such a good throw, even better catch.
When you have like two of the best in the world at what they do, Tom Brady and Mike Evans, it's like you're going to lose battles like that. And that doesn't mean, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
And Micah still got to the quarterback. Micah's still doing what he's doing. But, you know,
Do you feel as stupid as I do for, like, driving up there for that game?
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot more money. I mean, your tickets were free.
They were.
Mine weren't.
Yeah, they weren't.
I paid. You know, third market party over
Woo!
Here.
You know, I mean, and you spent your time going all up there.
You know, driving there by myself.
Yeah.
You know, nobody to talk to. Nobody, just me driving to the game, mm-hmm. listening to, you know, the Chiefs Lions or the Lions Eagles on the radio. Like, nice. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was just, but I'm not as upset just because I'm more disappointed, but I'm not upset. I just thought the offense would have been a lot better. Very heartbreaking to see that nothing changed in the offseason.
You know what I hate, though, is that, like, you don't hear enough before the season about how bad the Cowboys are going to suck. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of fans are blindsided today because they didn't realize that the Cowboys were going to be as bad as they were. I thought so. I definitely thought we were going to have major problems because I saw the holes. I saw the wide receiving core. I saw that we were signing people that weren't even drafted, like as far as receivers go, and then they were starting. You know what I mean? I was like, this is going to be an issue, bro, like an issue. Obviously, the line problems, but yeah, it felt like a lot of people in that stadium didn't see this. Like, they actually thought we were about to roll this year.
And I thought we would have played better.
I thought we would have played. I didn't realize we would have looked as bad as we did. I mean, we look really bad. Cowboys look really bad.
I mean, I know it's
they look so bad that I'm looking at the schedule and I'm not sure where we find a win.
I don't even know if they can beat the Bengals next week. And the Bengals had a horrible game, but Joe Burrow's just going to be like, you know what?
I know Joe Burrow threw four interceptions, he ain't going to come in and do that again.
I mean, we couldn't stop Leonard Fournette. So what did they have?
Leonard Fournette, though, I'm not even going to knock on him. Like, he looked good. He didn't look fat.
No, he looked
like
great.
You know what? He just looked thick. He looked like he was a problem to bring down. You know what it looked like? It looked like when they blew up the defensive line, he would get into the secondary. Those guys didn't want to tackle him.
No, you could see that live. Not even Diggs. Diggs is not a tackle, but you could tell. You could see Diggs like, I'm going to just get blocked, so I don't have to.
I mean, those guys were getting they were tackling him, but they were getting ran over in the process by him. So like, Fournette was still getting like five extra yards after they would hit him because he'd run him the fuck over. I mean, he's a problem. But the Cowboys are awful.
And we can't even evaluate the run game. Because they just said,
you can't evaluate shit.
No.
And now Dak's out 8 weeks, but it's just like, whatever. Dak's trash. I know, and I don't even blame last night. Like, there was nothing he could do because, one, the receivers. I mean, Dallas went from one of the best receiving corps in the league to now definitely the worst.
But he didn't make some dumb throws.
He didn't help himself. He didn't help himself at all.
No,
there were times where our left tackle just didn't even block the defensive end.
No, Terrence Steele was horrible.
Yeah, didn't even block.
Where's Jason Peters? We signed like 4 years old.
I know, and he's still just sitting on the side. Yeah,
he's just the game, dude.
Yeah, well, I just don't. I think he would be if he could go, but I just don't think
he can. He's not hurt. He's just old.
I think he's just old. Yeah. I think he was – he came in knowing that he wasn't going to – but I think they knew when they brought him in, like, he wasn't going to play at the first of the year. But it's going to be a waste of time because we're not going to be at the end of the year doing anything. At least, I mean, if the Cowboys won, following week one, if the Cowboys won 5 games this year, I would be like, oh my God. I would be like, that's insane. I can't believe we won that money. I mean, based off week one performance, I think there's a legit shot that the Cowboys have the number one draft pick next year. I think there's a legit shot for that. I think every team in the league right now is better than us. I mean, that was awful. The Bucs weren't even good. The Bucs weren't even good.
Nope.
But we were just so bad. And I don't know how. I think that rust that Tom Brady had and all, you know, from not being missing all that training camp and all of his marital problems, I think really showed. I think any other team beats the Bucs yesterday. I really do. But I don't think that's a bad sign for the Bucs as far as.
None of our starters played the preseason, which was so stupid.
So stupid, bro. We're so awful. That's my thought on the Cowboys. Cowboys are trash. That was my takeaway. We went to the game, so obviously. I mean, that was the quietest Cowboys game I've ever been to.
So quiet.
It was just like, because people were in shock. People were in shock. Cowboys, for as big as that stadium is, it usually gets pretty loud.
Yes.
It gets pretty loud. And it was, I mean, it was
quiet. I hate it when the decibel meter will come on the screen and it's like, get loud, and the decibel meter will go up.
But it would go to like 80.
I was like, you're lying. But no, I saw it go up to 110.
Oh, it was never at 110.
I saw it go to 110. And I was like,
now you can't even trust the decimal reading.
But yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, dude, and even the guys next to me were like, nobody's yelling.
Yeah. How is that at 100?
It was dead silent. There's no way that the decibel reading was at 110.
Oh, wow. So now they're faking that.
Yeah, they were fake. I was so pissed. I was like, dude, don't lie. Do not lie. You know nobody in this. Like, you're probably getting the Patriots.
Yeah.
Or the Buccaneers. Oh, and I hate it. There were so many. It wasn't much Buccaneers fans there. It was much as though just Tom Brady marks.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, that was me. That was me. I was excited to see the GOAT. I'm not going to lie.
Tom Brady. Yeah, I got to see the GOAT. I was happy. But at the same time, people there too, like, there weren't Buccaneers.
No. They were just Tom Brady fans for sure. But that's just how it is. Couple other notes I took away from yesterday. Chiefs don't give a fuck about Tyreek Hill.
Nope.
Like, they were Pat Mahomes, 5 tutties. Shout out to Justin Jefferson from the Vikings. Caught 9 balls, 184 yards, and 2 tutties. He was incredible. Vikings are for real. Shout out to the Giants. They saved me. I hit the Giants in the afternoon games, money line. Really saved my week one from really being in the hole today. I think when it was all said and done, I ran about 12 bets through, mm-hmm. and I'm negative $30.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, right? Especially how many games I lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I went 2-3 week one, not great. I'm 0-1 in the money line underdogs. They got that dog in them play of the week. I'll give out, you know, a dog that I think is going to win. Daniel went 1-4, sad boy season for him.
So
full effect. What else? What am I missing from week one that stood out to you that I haven't hit yet?
I think the really Lions looked pretty decent. I mean, the Lions looked decent. They really did.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't look bad. Jared Goff actually looked decent. I haven't got to watch all that game, but I have seen a lot from it, but I'm going to finish watching that game today. The Bears, I just think Trey Lance is the worst quarterback in football. I think that's why they signed. Had to re-sign Jimmy G. I wonder at what point you put Jimmy G back in. I know if you put him in like too soon, but at what point do you just call it on Trey Lance? Because I don't know if that kid's got it. Now, I will say it was Chicago as far as the weather was terrible up in Chicago.
And they had just replaced the turf, all the rain.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe Trey Lance and bounces back and shows more. But Trey Lance is exactly who I thought he was. And I talked about it on the pod. I was all over the Bears +6.5. And I wish they would have been in my 5 picks. They should have been. I think I pulled them out to put the Jets in like a dumbass, but whatever. We won't talk about that. I was on point with those Bears just because, and it wasn't even about the Bears being any kind of way other than San Francisco. I knew was going to have a problem. Sometimes you just have to look at it from 30,000 feet. And what that means is when you look down at that Bears San Francisco game, Trey Lance, so many questions about him at quarterback, and he's favored by 6.5 on the road against Chicago. Sometimes it's literally, folks, that simple where you're like, uh-uh, and you place the bet the other side because you're like, that doesn't make sense. I did that last year or something like that when it was week one. It was like Trevor Lawrence and the Jags.
Oh, yeah.
They were like 3-point favorites on the road against the Texans just because it was the Texans. But I was like, this guy's a rookie quarterback with a rookie head coach. And they're favored by 3 on the road week one? I don't think so. You went to Texans. Texas win that game outright. Same thing this week or this year with those are sometimes the simple things of the way you look at it. It doesn't have to be too complicated. I can't wait till next week. I look forward to it. I look forward to picking the teams that maybe lost. What I like to do week two is finding the teams that lost that I know will bounce back week two. Finding the teams that were like, meh. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't look that great in week one, but you know it was just the week one issues.
Yes.
And week two, they get it together a little more. Because this league, man, I'm telling you, one, the overreaction's heavy. I know the overreaction, but to me, about the Cowboys, it's not an overreaction. No, that's
Mike
real.
McCarthy's already on the hot seat after week one.
That team is bad. That team is bad.
No other coach is already being talked about the hot seat except Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, of course, because it's just like, I can't believe, like, he, I don't know. Like, that guy just seems so incompetent. And the fact that that's the team that he rolled out with, and the fact that Dak's already now down out eight weeks, it's like...
I mean,
like, I can't change my team because Cowboys are my team, but yeah, it's just like Cowboys. They're fucking awful. And it's like sometimes I wonder. I don't like to be over dramatic, but yesterday I'm just like, I don't know if I'll ever see them do anything.
I don't know if I'll ever see them win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. That's what I think. That's what I truly feel like. I don't even count the '90s because I was like eight.
Right. No, I'm with you. Same thing. Like that's what you know. That's when you start liking the Cowboys when you're a kid. But you don't really understand the magnitude of winning the Super Bowl.
My dad dressed me in Cowboy stuff. Yes, like, that's my boy. You can be dressed, but like I don't know shit about the. I don't know.
I became a Cowboys fan, because my mom. I think my mom got me like a couple starter jackets of Cowboys, like when I was a kid, because the Cowboys were the hot team. And so then I was like, I'm the Cowboys. And then I loved the movie The Little Giants, except for I was such an asshole as a kid. I fucking hated the Little Giants. I cheered for the Cowboys. That fucking kid that carried the fridge on his back, whatever the fuck Spike? His name was, Spike. I loved Spike. I was all about the Cowboys. I said, fuck the Little Giants.
Fuck the ice box.
The annexation of Puerto Rico can suck my balls. You know what I mean? That's how I was as a kid. And so then, therefore, that just rolled into my teenage years and then adulthood where I just stayed with the Cowboys because, I mean, that was my team, but we have been complete dog shit my entire adult life.
This is 97.
Yeah, it is tough.
And I became a fan in 2000 when Quincy Carter was a quarterback.
Yeah, we watched all those years. I powered through all that. Sat there with Romo, really wanted to see that payoff for him. Watched Dak come in and just completely rob his job. And then everybody sucked Dak's dick when really what people just refuse to acknowledge is how good of a team that Cowboys team was that he came on. That's why Dak looked as good as he did.
Yes.
Not because of Dak, because of the team that he was on.
And Dak should have never even won Offensive Rookie of the Year that year. That
and how great is, I mean, how good of a coach has Mike McCarthy came in and made Jason Garrett look?
Jason Garrett, I would rather have Jason Garrett back. At least Jason Garrett knew how to quarterback. He knew how to coach quarterbacks.
Who would have thought anybody would ever say that? And it's hard to argue with Daniel on that one. That you would rather have Jason Garrett back as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That's shocking to say out loud, but we are so bad, and I just feel like we are going to be bad. Did you see? I watched the game back. I watched it on my way back home to San Antonio. One, I can't believe they had Chris Collinsworth do that whole game. I mean, that was disgusting to listen to. This guy is like, he's sick. He was sick on the air the whole game.
So Mike Tirico didn't do shit?
No, Mike Tirico did. But still, Chris Collinsworth tried to get in his time, right?
Okay.
And it was like, oh my God, I wanted to throw up. I was like, get this guy off the air.
Oh, poor
guy. Like, he was like physically like sounding like sick.
Oh, poor guy.
It was gross. Poor guy, fuck him. Get him off the air. Pull his son in. Doesn't him and his son sound like the same?
Similar, yes.
Yeah, so it's just like, pull his son in. Have his son. That was bullshit, for one. Two, the other thing that I noticed was towards the end of the game, when they went up to, they showed the box with Jerry and Steven and Jerry Jr.
Yes, I was looking for it the whole time.
Bro, you should have seen the looks on these guys. It told me everything. The look on their faces said, we are fucked.
Yeah. And they know they fucked up too.
Fucked. And I'm telling you, I'd have to go back and look, but I think when they showed them in the box, it was even, they had this look on their face even before Dak went out. Even before Dak broke his thumb, which I don't think matters at all.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think Dak would win any games that Cooper Rush wouldn't. That's how bad the Cowboys are. Yeah, I mean, you have a bad line, but it's like, holy shit. Holy shit, are we awful. And that sucks ass, but whatever. It is what it is. You can't run from it. I'm not going to sit here.
The tables have turned. Now Dak's hurt, so maybe somebody else will step up and be like, hey, maybe we can win without Dak. Hopefully that'll happen. It happened to Romo. It should happen to him.
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah, but Cooper, I don't
know. No,
it's
Cooper Rush, I know. And then Will Greer's with practice squad coming up. Yeah, I mean,
it's bad.
The Cowboys need to trade for a quarterback right now. Hopefully they do, or at least look in, like, just bring somebody in.
Bring Romo back.
Oh, God.
Let me get Romo get another run at it, huh? Maybe bring Romo and Garrett back, huh? You know, do
bring Romo back as a quarterback.
Witten comes back. Just the whole thing. Let's just rewind the clock, dude.
Let's go back to 2014. Bring Dez back. Please. Cole Beasley, bring them all back.
Oh, man, I did like that. That 88's Club commercial with Chipotle. Have you seen that? Where it's got Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, Dez, and CeeDee Lamb all in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it that was a fucking cool commercial. 88 Special Club, except for, you know, we suck, but whatever. Got to reminisce, you know.
That's all we have.
Tonight, you got the Denver Broncos traveling to Seattle for Monday Night Football. It looks like the line right now, Denver -6.5, which is a huge number for a road team. I don't know how you bet on. If you bet on Seattle here, kudos to you. I honestly don't know if I'll even bet on the game, but we'll keep Monday night records.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? So if I give out a pick, I got to bet on it. So fuck it. I'm going to bet on it. I'm going to put my money on tonight, Monday Night Football, obviously Denver -6.5. I just don't know how you would bet Seattle. Who'd you say? Geno Smith?
Geno Smith is a starting quarterback.
Geno Smith, starting quarterback for Seattle. You know, Russell Wilson wanted out of Seattle so bad he lands in Denver. I feel like he lands there for a reason because he thinks they have a squad. I don't know. I just don't know how you would bet on.
I don't know how you would bet the Seahawks.
I don't know how you would bet the Seahawks. Seahawks are, by all accounts, I mean, they are supposed to be awful.
They gave up.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not tapped into the Seattle Seahawks, so. You know, they could have something special up there that I don't know about. But I'm a betting man, so I will be betting on the Denver Broncos -6.5.
Yeah.
What side are you picking, sir?
I'm
also
picking the Broncos,
Denver?
Too. Yeah,
all right, make sure you mark that down.
You got to think Russell Wilson's going to come out and be like, you know what? Screw you guys. You guys wouldn't give me what I wanted. I'm going to show you that I can be successful without you.
Yep.
And
even,
he will.
Yeah, you know. Even though Russell Wilson did throw an interception, it cost him a fucking Super Bowl, but whatever.
Yeah, but was that him or was that the play call?
That's debatable. That is debatable. You know what I mean? Because he looks at that, the way they're lined up, and he just doesn't even, he was throwing that ball no matter what, which to me is
but
bad.
Maybe too at the same time, maybe the audible.
Maybe that's the way the play is designed, yeah. I guess, is just to throw it no matter what. But that to me seems silly.
And even then too, what would the audible, what was their secondary play if he saw something else?
They had a timeout there.
Okay, then
they rushed it. Remember, they rushed it because Bill didn't call a timeout, and he put it on Seattle, and the clock was running down because Seattle thought the Patriots were gonna. We're going way back here, 2015 Super Bowl, whatever it was, 14 Super Bowl, Seahawks Patriots. And you go back to like Bill didn't call a timeout. He put it on Seattle, and Seattle just they ran the play.
So then that goes on Pete Carroll too.
What I'm saying is it's a tough look for Russell. So, you know what I mean? He definitely
can't get that back. That's his legacy right now.
Yeah, yeah. They did win that Super Bowl year four, but the thing he'll be noted for, unless he gets another Super Bowl in Denver. If he gets another Super Bowl in Denver,
Peyton did.
It helps him wash it away. So we'll see what happens. But I am on the Broncos tonight, -6.5. I don't know how you would ever take the Seahawks. Anything else from you, Dan? Got anything else you want to get out?
Yeah, I hope Lamar Jackson gets his contract. I know.
He's not going to.
I know he does.
He deserves it, though.
He deserves it.
Yep.
I hope the Cowboys do something. I'm a Bills fan. I'm going to jump on the Bills Mafia.
Okay.
I mean, Josh Allen.
Best team in football.
Is just like that dude. I mean, that stiff arm was sick.
Him humping Jalen Ramsey's face.
Dude, that was.
Because Jalen Ramsey said that Josh Allen was trash. That's an all-time moment.
Trash ass pick. Trash ass pick.
And then
he
fucking cooked Jalen and then runs him over and then face fucks him. Face fucks him at the bottom of the pileup. That was insane. Shout out to Josh Allen. We haven't done a show since that game, so we're going back. That was Thursday. But Bills, Chiefs, best teams in football. NFC side, I would say.
You know what sucks? To every NFC East team won except one team.
Yeah, the Cowboys, yeah. Oh, we're finishing last. Best NFC team? Maybe Minnesota?
Minnesota so far.
Which is tough to say.
But
Minnesota is stacked. When you look at them, they have playmakers. They have a guy that's not going to make a lot of mistakes in Kirk Cousins. They have a fresh coaching staff who's young. maybe some fresh ideas. AFC stack, though, the way it looks right now, there's quite a few good teams. Not a lot in the NFC. I mean, when you're saying like Minnesota might be the best team in the NFC, it's
Minnesota
like,
so
oh,
far,
gosh.
And the only reason why because they won is the Eagles are a second. But
yeah,
like the, you know, the Saints didn't look.
I gotta
too
go back and watch that whole game. I gotta see what the Eagles look like. Yeah, because I don't. I'm not totally sure what they. Because I saw Jalen Hurts when they had all rushing touchdowns, right?
It was so all yeah. Like, and like I said, Jalen Hurts did was like the, and they the defense for the Lions was doing great. They were stopping the pass because yeah. I was able to watch that game on the way to Dallas.
Okay.
But at the same time, they didn't have any spy on him.
Gotcha.
So when they just, when they,
that's a wild way to play him.
Yeah. That's, and so obviously when the pocket collapsed, what did he do? He ran out.
Of course.
And that's all he did. It wasn't anything special. He threw a horrible pass. It wasn't anything special for the fact that they just didn't spy him. And that's how they won. It wasn't anything special about that. I think the Lions just didn't set up for that scheme and they should have.
Yeah. So I'm running down this NFC list and
it's like nothing promising.
There's nothing, bro. It's literally just the Vikings.
The Vikings. They're the only ones that dominated their game. Nobody else dominated their game in the AFC.
Week one though. So that's just week one overreaction right there.
I mean,
but,
the Cardinals look bad too.
Yeah, they did. They look real bad. Yeah. But, we'll be back on Wednesday. So actually I got to figure out when these are going to come out. Cause I know we're recording on Wednesday, but I got to see if I'm going to release it. So we'll be back this week. Look for the audio version to be out Wednesday. Maybe the video version to be out Friday. I'm still working on the video version. So if I have problems with it today, cause I'm recording this on the fly, bear with me. Again, I am the host. I'm the sales guy. I'm the producer. I'm the engineer. I'm everything with this podcast. So I'm still trying to figure out some things on how I'm going to do it, but that'll do it for the week one recap. Great episode. Great. Thank you for having, thank you for coming in, Daniel. You were great. Went 1-4 this week. I'm not going to hold it against you. Probably thought I was going to sit here and bury you about it. I'm going to wait a few weeks. I'm not burying nobody over there. You want to bury people over their week one record? That's on you.
Yeah.
You're the dummy.
But it was tough.
Not me. We're learning week one. We're going to use that. We're going to use that info rolling into week two. We're going to bounce back without a doubt. We will be back though later on this week with our week two pick'em show. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you later on.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts. So you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.